some of the stories that we're reporting in the news pretty recently don't give you much confidence that that there's no fraud being committed.
When you talk to this, you were doing a story about this. David Stern, tell us about this. I mean, this just sounds gross.
Yeah, it's really it's a very interesting story out of Florida. This guy, his name is David Stern. He has a law firm. He's considered the foreclosure king of Florida. His firm handled more than 70,000 foreclosures last year in a state that had more of them than any other, and he got very rich off of it. He's bought, you know, to several million-dollar homes, a yacht, sports cars. He's a very wealthy man. And now the Florida Attorney General is investigating his office for alleged fraud. There have been former employees who have given sworn statements to the Attorney General saying that it was essentially a foreclosure mill, that foreclosures were processed through there at a dizzying pace, that one particular employee, who's one of his Mr. Stern's top deputies, basically was signing 500 to 1,000, sometimes more, foreclosure forms a day without even reading some of them, that notaries on these foreclosure forms were improperly placed, that signatures were forged. Now, I did reach Mr. Stern's attorney, who said that none of this is true, there's no wrongdoing going on, and that this was not the case. Another key component of this is these former employees allege that the people who expedited these foreclosures also got some really serious perks from Mr. Stern, like cars, vacations, jewelry, even homes. Again, his attorney denies that.
Well, it seems like, you know, we were so quick to get people into mortgages and get them into homes, and now we seem to be doing almost the same thing on the reverse side.
That's right. And I spoke to an analyst yesterday who said, look, we saw this on the way up when we were, you know, getting into the housing boom. Some of the people who scrambled to get people into these homes that they couldn't afford, they themselves committed abuse and fraud and got perks like this. And now we're seeing it on the way down. So it's yet another sad tale in this housing bubble that we are coming out of right now, and it's going to leave a lot of people kind of broken in its wake, which is really a sad part.
And it sure seems like there are some real government implications here, given that the federal government mostly owns Fannie Mae and Fannie and Freddie and all. I mean, a lot of these are ending up on the government's tab in some form or fashion.
That's right. I mean, look, you know, the Fannie and Freddie and some of the banks that hire firms like this to do to handle foreclosures, it's their responsibility to check and make sure that these are done properly, to audit these firms. And a lot of the time they're not doing it. I did speak with an analyst yesterday, Clifford Rossi at the University of Maryland. He used to be one of the officers at Citibank in charge of lending and risk management and things, and he knows all about this stuff. He said, look, it's just as much the big bank's responsibility to ride herd over these firms, and a lot of them just are not doing it.
I also wanted to get your insights on, I know you've been covering the campaign, we're in the home stretch. This has to be one of the nastiest campaigns that, I mean, every year we seem to say this, but this year some things have just been, I mean, almost unbelievable.
They really have, and Chris, they seem to be getting nastier and nastier as we reach the stretch here for the midterm elections. You know, it was a great example of that in the Kentucky debate, the senatorial debate a couple of nights ago, when Rand Paul just tore into his Democratic opponent, Jack Conway, for an ad that Conway ran calling attention to Paul's alleged involvement in a secret society where there was this unsubstantiated claim that Paul took part in a prank where he tied up a classmate and made her bow to some odd deity that he made up. This was not substantiated. He has dismissed that. He's denied it. And Paul and his opponent used all that in an ad, and Paul was just furious. And they went back and forth in their debate the other night over this. And it just gets, when these attacks get so personal, there are analysts who tell us time and time again that it just turns the electorate off, but they apparently work, because the axiom is that people are so angry at politicians and their credibility is so low that the way to win is to make people vote against the other guy.
Yeah.
So this is apparently the aim here.